Well, welcome this morning, and if you're new here, we want to welcome you. I am not the pastor. I am an elder here, one of the elders, and we give Heath a break once in a while. He needs it, and so he's our pastor, and he went to the Apple Cup. Eric was talking about that, and they had a great time. Like I say, he called me this morning. They're heading back. We need to pray for them. There's some people I want to pray for to open up. They got to drive over the pass. It's supposed to be snow and stuff. So we want to pray for them. We want to pray for Janelle. She's been sick. With the concert coming up for the kids, she's one of the like main people that runs the whole show. So, but you know what? That's the thing about this is this church is we're a body together. It's not just one person who does it all. It's not just Heath who runs the whole show. There's so many other people that are working behind the scenes that do so much. And, you know, you don't get to see that Sunday morning. But if you come here during the week, you'll see there's a lot going on. The preschool and we just had the auction, and there's so much that went into that, and there's so many people that invest so much into this that are working every day. This church really doesn't shut down. It's not, we're, like I say, we always tease Heath about you work one day a week, you know, Sunday morning, and that's it. But they work a lot more than that, and so there's a lot of other people that do that with all the things we have going on. And now Thanksgiving's over, and it's Christmas time already. It's like, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. We started listening to music as soon as it came out, so we're kind of, but you know, the thing of it is it comes so quickly, and I think that's the thing, you know. And my wife mentioned me, she's like, do you ever get tired of listening to Christmas music? Well, it's like most of the time it's on, but I'm not really listening to it. So you know how that is. And that's what's great about Christian music and stuff is that you're getting that input, even though you may not be listening to it, but it's input and it's good input. And so, you know, if you don't listen to Christian radio, I would encourage you to do that, because even when we're not listening, sometimes we're listening. So that's a good thing. We want all we can get. And I used to tell my kids, I say, you know, even doing everything right, it's still hard. This is a hard life down here, you know. And so when we do everything right, I listen to Christian music, you know, I watch Christian shows on TV, and I go to church, and we sing songs, and we do all these things, do it all right, and it's still a challenge. Because it is a challenge to walk, but there's no greater life. The rewards far outweigh anything that we endure. This light affliction, if you will. Anyway, let's pray and we'll get started. Father God, we thank you so much for your blessings, God. We are so blessed. You have blessed us with all spiritual blessing, God. And that's a true blessing, God. And even beyond that, we have so much, God, that you give us and you take care of us. You watch over us and keep us safe, give us good health because you love us. You're our Father, and that's a great thing, God. And we are blessed to know you as that, God. We pray for Heath and Gary and Devin as they come over the pass, God. I pray that it'll be cleared by the plows or whatever. I don't know how much snow there is, but God, just protect them. Keep them safe. Bring them home safely to us, God. Pray for the service that you would be glorified in above all else, God. Help us to open our hearts to hear from you, God, your word, what you have to say to us, God. And then we lift up Janelle and pray, God, that we pray for healing, God, in Jesus' name. And we lift her up to you, God, and she's got so many things going on, and we just want her to be well, God, and she wants to be well. So we pray for healing for her, God, in Jesus' name. And we pray for all the other people that aren't here today that have this flu that's going around. so much going on right now, and you know, right before the holiday, and just pray for them, God, that they'll get through this and over the hump and back to us next Sunday, God. We thank you so much. We love you. We ask and pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. So this morning, when I do a sermon, I get to do topic. I don't start a book and go all the way through, because we don't do it, you know, every week like Heath does. He's able to do that. And that's a great thing, because we're learning as we're going through this. And that's what we want. We want to learn about God. That's what this is about. But I get to pick subjects, you know, when I do it, because it's few and far in between. So we're blessed to be able to do that. But this morning, one of the things that I think that God laid on my heart that I want to talk about is prayer. And the reason for me personally, I want to talk about that, because I noticed in my life that prayer was a challenge. Prayer is a challenge. It just doesn't come easy to just take that time out. And I'm retired, okay? I have time. You know, my time is what I make it. So I have no excuse. I know a lot of y'all work and stuff, and so it's a little more challenging to take that time out and put God first. But we do that. Me and my wife do that when she's not working. She worked at the preschool, but we do that together. We're able to do that, and we can sit, and we have a view where we can see the lake. And every morning I like to watch the ducks. They're there every morning, so amongst other things. But I'm always watching the ducks. And you know what? They're there every day, rain or shine, no matter what. God takes care of them. God provides for them. And I just think about that as I watch it and look at God's nature and all that he's created for our enjoyment. Because he's our Father and he loves us. And that's a great thing. And that's what we need to see when we look at these things. And so I think God just kind of challenged me about my prayer life. And so I want to talk about that and maybe challenge you guys in your prayer life. Maybe your prayer life's great and you're on top of it, and I hope so. That'd be great. I pray so. But if you're like me, it can be a challenge and it's something that we, you know, really need to really focus and make sure that we get as much time in as we can. And so really, what is prayer anyway? Prayer is basically just talking to God. That's what we're doing. We're talking to God. And sometimes, you know, everybody's different. Everybody has different personalities. And some people, it's a challenge because, you know, this is prayer and it has to be just right. And it has to be, I have to say the right words. And other people, it's like, help me, God. Okay, that's a little bit, need a little more information. So those are the things I want to talk about. So one of the things that I was looking at is the Lord's Prayer. And I talk about this in men's group and stuff. And we have a great men's group. If you can come out and we sit and we talk about God's Word and we go through it and we bounce off each other and we, you know, we've even had some discussions about, well, I don't know. I mean, I think maybe it could be this, well, you know, but it's good to be able to do that because this is God's Word and we're learning about God and we want to know God better each and every day if we can. And prayer is one of them things that we have that's available to us. My wife, God bless her, I love her to death. A blessing from God, truly a blessing from God. And we are so blessed. And she told me that God challenged her one day and said that, you know what, she struggles with making that time and spending that time in alone with God. And, you know, and she felt like the stress, kind of the weight of that on her shoulders. And you know what the Lord said to her? He said that it's an invitation. It's an invitation to come to God, to come and bow before our Father and lift up our petitions. And so I thought that was really good. And, you know, we can't see it as this duty that we have to do, you know, to be righteous. You know, I have to do all this stuff. No, it's an invitation to come to our Father and bring our petitions and love Him and let Him love us. So if you will, let's look at the Lord's Prayer, because what better example? And, you know, Jesus tells us that this is the way to pray. They ask Him, and He said, okay, do it this way. So, you know, we all have our own ideas of what prayer is and what's that look like. It can be anywhere from foxhole prayers, you know, God save me, you know, help me, I need your help, to you know, really getting deep into prayer and lifting up people and ourselves before God. But I want to look at these things and go into it a little bit and talk about what I felt like God was speaking to my heart, and hopefully God will speak to your heart on it too. So if you want to turn with me in Matthew, I don't have a PowerPoint, so you're just going to have to use your Bibles. But in Matthew 6, and I'm going to go back a little bit to verse 5. Matthew 6, verse 5 through actual 15 is what we're going to read. And it does have the Lord's Prayer, and we're going to look at that. And you say, oh man, we've heard this so many times, you know. But have you heard it? Have you really heard it? And God can speak to you on a verse you've heard a million times if you're listening. And that's the key. We need to be listening, because God can always speak to us through His Word, and He does more than anything else. So if you're there, I'm just going to kind of read through these. I have my notes. I know he does his laptop, I think it is, and it's kind of funny. This is what I got, okay? I got notes, and I got highlighted, because it's when you're talking, then you got to look down, okay, where was I? And he said his laptop, it kind of glitches in it. And if you're looking at it and it glitches like that, you kind of lose your place, and you're like, so if you see him up here and he's got this pause going on, he's probably trying to find out where he's at. And it's easy to do that, because even in my notes, you know, I'll look away and I'm talking. Now I look back and go, okay, where was I again? But I really want to get as much of this as I can and talk about this as much as we can, because prayer is important. You know, God, we're told to pray. We're told to bring our petitions to God. And so we want to make sure that we're doing that as much as we can. And one of the things that I came up, you know how he's saying, oh, I had this one, you know, title for my sermon, and then I kind of change it, and you kind of, as you go into these things, you think, oh no, this would be better. And I kind of came up with my title first, and then it's like, yeah, I don't know, there's some things that I might like to do it a little differently or say it a little different. But what I did come up with is just that, you know, how much prayer is enough, you know. And so when I talk about these things, what I'm asking you to do is think about how God can speak to your heart and change your life and maybe improve your prayer life. Maybe you're like me and you need that. So, let's look at it. Starting with verse 5, I'm going to read through this, and then we'll go back through and we'll talk about it. Verse 5 says, and when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut your door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not heap empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask. Okay. Okay, I gotta make sure I follow. Don't want to miss anything. Pray then like this: Our Father in heaven. Wait, I lost my place. Hallowed be thy name. I got all this there. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. So I think I got through that. I may have missed something, but it's a little hard to follow because I have notes attached to that. But let's go back to the beginning where he starts out and he says, when you pray. So hopefully you are praying, okay? This is what, as believers, we should always be praying and talking to God and bringing our petitions. And that's why we do this. That's what this is about, is that talking to God. And he says, when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites. And I was looking at hypocrite, and you know, it's like someone who puts on a facade and tries to be something that they're not. And that's what these the scribes and Pharisees, they're praying in the streets going, oh, look at me, you know, I'm praying and I'm saying all these words and doing all this. And Jesus says, and they're all this stuff they're very familiar with. We're not familiar with because, you know, we live now. We don't live back then. But they're very familiar with these things. You know, they see that going on. So Jesus tries to make everything an example with what they were familiar with in their time. And this is one of the things they're familiar with. And he says, don't be like those guys, okay? That's not the way we're supposed to do this. For they love to stand and pray in the synagogue and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others, that they may be seen by others. And hopefully that's not us, that we're not that way. And this is really one of the things that I was thinking about is our motive. You know, when it comes to prayer, why are we praying? We focus on what we say. We focus on our petitions as we bring them to God. Oh, God, you know, help me to get well, or help me. And we're supposed to do that. But we focus on those things. But what really is our motive? We really need to look at our motive, why we do what we do. Because God does that. God looks at our heart over and over again. In Sunday school, we're talking about it. Over and over again, you know, we so much look on the outward appearance, but we're not looking at our heart. And that's what God's looking at. God's judging our heart. Why are you doing that, Jeff? And that's why I always say, God's always saying, what are you going to do, Jeff? It matters what I do. It doesn't matter what other people do. It only matters what I do. But God's looking at my motive, my heart. What is this really about? Why am I praying? And what's really going inside of me? And that's what we really need to be open and not hypocritical. We don't, you know, have synagogues, we have church, and, you know, we don't really stand and pray aloud except for like when we're leading a prayer or asked to pray or something. But, you know, and even then sometimes, I don't know about you, but it can get in my mind, the things I'm saying, you know, oh, does that sound right? Or, you know, but, you know, we want to examine our hearts. And that's the main thing. What we're doing, what's back up, what's in our heart is what's coming out of our mouth and our actions. And that's why God's always looking at the heart. We're looking at the outside appearance, but God's looking at the heart. And that's what's going on. this is what's going on. What you are in the dark, that's who you are. And no one else around, that's who you really are. And that's what's important. And, you know, he says, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues, the street corners, that they may be seen by others. So it's about them. It's not about God, not about their prayers, not about their life. It's about that they're seen by others. Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm the pastor. Yeah, you know, I'm cool. And that's kind of what the attitude they had. Wasn't about their prayer life before God, really seeking God out in prayer. And I'm going to get into this a little bit more about what prayer really is, what I really feel it is, and why we do pray. So we'll go to that a little bit. But as we put on this outward appearance, that's what they were doing. And, you know, some people do that at church. They try to say, oh, we got, I've heard people say that, oh, all those people at church, they got it all together. And that, you know, and I'm just not that kind of person. And that's not who we are. And that's why we like to say we're a hospital. You know, we're all sinners. You know, we're all equal. We all need a savior. We all need each other. Okay. We need each other. I need you guys to pray for me. I can't get up here and do this stuff unless you guys are praying. And I know you are. My brothers are praying for me. Pastor Heath's praying for me and the guys over there. And that's why I can do this, because we do it together and we have each other to help each other, to come alongside one another. And that's what this is all about, this whole church thing and that. So, he says that, you know, don't be like those people. You get alone and get that quiet time. And I get it, okay? It's hard. You know, when you work and you get up early and you got to go and be there, and then you get home late and there's all these duties and stuff. I did that for years and years, so I can relate. I know what it's like. But it's so important, if you can, take that time, maybe in your car. I know a lot of you people that work, they're driving in the morning. You know, you can, that's that quiet time that you have with God. And that's great. It's time that you have, that you've set apart to be with the Lord. And that's what it's about. I'll wake up and I lay in bed and talk to God a lot. And just, you know, before I start my day. So I get that time, and then we have time to be able to sit and go through the Word of God and let God speak to our hearts and lead us in to do the things that He wants us to do. And I preach about that, about doing what God wants, not what I want. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. But he says, truly I say to you, they have received their reward. When they're praying out loud and they're doing it for, you know, to be for show or whatever, they have their reward. They already have it. There's no reward in heaven. God's not rewarding them. They already got the reward. You got to praise of men. Is that what we want? The temporal praise of men? But we see it so prevalent in our world. People are all about the praise of men. I want people to think of me like, man, he's really cool. He's really something, you know. We want the praise of men, and you can't have both. You want God's praise. That's what you want. You want to get that time alone where it's just you and God, and you come and you bow before Him, and you want God, like He says, they've received their reward. But verse 6, he says, but when you pray, go in your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. God's going to reward you for what you do. There's going to come a day. And you know what? We have to ask ourselves and challenge ourselves all the time. Do I really believe that? And I'm really big about, you know, challenging ourselves all the time. Because every day, I have like key words I like to focus on. And one of my big words is challenge, but in other words, it's opportunity. Just like what my wife said about, you know, it's an opportunity to come before God in your quiet time and pray and just talk to your Father, your Heavenly Father. He wants to have that relationship with you, and that's exactly what it is. It's a relationship, not about just, you know, firing off prayers to God. It's about relationship, and I'll talk a little more about that. So he says, when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Empty phrases. You know, what does that look like? What does that mean? And this is why I think it's important. It goes to the fact of why I chose this particular prayer, Jesus' prayer. And Jesus prayed other prayers too, but this is him actually teaching us how to pray. And I think it's really important that, obviously it was important to Jesus when they asked him, how should we pray? We'll pray like this. Then I think it's really important that we take that to heart and that we pray in this manner. And can I repeat this prayer over and over again? Sure, you certainly can. And we should, but it's more in depth. God is calling us to go deeper always. It's always about God first and then me knowing him and going deeper with him. And this is the challenge. What you say, it starts out, our Father who art in heaven. We're going to get into that. So that's the thing. It's about God calling us deeper into relationship, because that's what it is. And we don't want to just repeat empty phrases. And honestly, I'll be honest with you, is that I've caught myself doing that. And I'm talking and I'm praying about God, and then I'm thinking about the game, or I'm thinking about what are we having for dinner, or, you know, your mind can wander so easily. And that's why I say it can be a challenge. I don't do it all right. I'm, like I say, I'm the first one to admit it. I don't do it all right, and it's a challenge for me. And that's why I wanted to talk about this, is that, you know, we want to challenge ourselves to go to that next level. God is always calling us. No matter what you get done or how much you grow in your life, God always calls you and challenges you to that next level, you and me both. So I think it's important that we pray in this manner. We start out praying to God, and that's what this is telling us. So he says, but, you know, we look at our prayers, and that's kind of what I want you to do this next week, is look at your prayers. What do you pray about? What are the things that you pray about? What are the things that I pray about? You know, and there's petitions. That's why I say we're told to do that. We're told to bring these to God, to pray for Heath's safety coming on, to pray for Janelle to get well. And we're supposed to do those. But is that all that prayer is? Just, here's my petitions, God. Okay, thank you. And then walk away. That's not what it's about. It's about, you know, relationship. And that's what I was saying. And we'll get into that. And he says that, do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask. Okay, so God already knows what you need. So why pray? Why do I need to pray? God already knows what I need. I don't need to pray. So many of us, we have our own needs met, that our prayers can become more about our wants than our needs. You know, Scripture says that God will supply all our needs, not our wants. And so that's why I'm saying that, you know, we need to challenge ourselves. What are we actually really praying about? What should I be praying about? What am I praying about? And how can I make this better? Because I know I need to make it better in my life. And so we ask, why pray? I love this quote. Well, first of all, we pray because we're told to, right? We're told to pray. We come before God, bring your petitions. You know, you ask. That's what we do. But I like what Oswald Chambers says. I got a couple quotes here. He says that the point of prayer is not to get answers from God, but to have perfect and complete oneness with God. You see, that's what prayer is about. Prayer is not, yeah, we bring our petitions. It's not about, you know, asking God to do all these things for me and walk away. It's about me having and developing that relationship with God the Father, coming before Him and bringing my petitions, but getting to know God. And that's what the prayer is really about, is getting that complete oneness with God. That's why we pray. We pray, of course, God already knows the things that we need. He knows those things. We still bring them to Him, and we're supposed to. That's a good thing. But that's not what it's really about. It's about me coming before my Father and say, God, help me. I need you today, God. I love you. You're a great Father. And developing that relationship with Him, that's what this is really about. So one more quote that I really liked is another Oswald Chambers. He says that prayer does not fit us for the greater work. Prayer is the greater work. Listen, I want to say it again. Prayer does not fit us for the greater work. Prayer is the greater work. You know, and God is the one who does everything. He just uses us. It's God doing the work through me. It's not me doing this. It's God doing it. And God's doing, and I like to say it, you know, that God is doing the work in me and through me. So the first thing is God's doing the work in my life, in my heart. God's changing me. That's what prayer is doing. It's changing me to be more like Jesus. God is changing. He's doing the work in me, and He's doing the work through me as I learn to surrender to Him. Because that's what we do. The one thing we do right is we surrender to God and let Him do the work in us and through us. Because as we say, out of our heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And that's why God's looking at the heart, and God wants to change our heart. That's where the work is in us. God is working in us to change us. That's what prayer is about. Change me, God. I want to be like Jesus, because that's what God is doing. What does it say? God is conforming us to the image of His Son. And so that's what really getting into prayer is really about. You know, we focus less on the things that we need, because God already knows the things that we need. So we don't need to focus on them things. We need to focus on God first and who He is, our Father, our provider. He's all these things that He said that He is and what He will do. And that is a great thing. James 4, 2 and 3. You do not have, now we're going to talk about the content of our prayer. I want to get into this a little bit. And this is a great verse, and I'm sure a lot of you know it. But think about it for a minute as I read this. You do not have because you do not ask. And you do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend on your own passions. So it's not that we don't pray, but sometimes we pray wrong. We don't pray right. We're praying the wrong way. We're praying that we can spend these on our own passions, on our own desires. God, give me this new house. I really need this new house, God. I need this new job. And don't get me wrong, I know we have needs. And God knows that better than anybody. We have needs. But sometimes those needs are more our wants than they are our needs. And that's what we have to try to divide. What is God supplying all my needs? But what about, you know, is this my wants? Are these the things I want? And honestly, if you want to know the truth, what my want should really be is to know God better. That should be my want. That's what I should really want and desire deep down inside. I want to know you, God. And when I do that, God does provide all these things. I get to know you, God. You're my Father, and I have a relationship with you, and you're conforming me to the image of your Son, Jesus Christ. And that's what it's about. But we have to be careful, and that's why I kind of like this outline that Jesus gives us, the things that we should pray about. And so, you know, this week, challenge yourself, ask yourself, what am I praying about? What's my prayer life look like? Who am I praying for? Am I praying for people, other people, my church brothers and sisters? And am I doing this? And why am I praying? Is it about me or is it about God? Is it about other people? So ask yourself these questions. And I'm the first guy in line. I need help just like everybody else does. And he says, so here's the actual prayer. Let's get into this. He says, pray then like this. This is what we should be praying. The first thing we pray is our Father in heaven. It's about God. And I say it all the time. It's always about God. It ain't about me. Amen. And, you know, sometimes just getting a hold of that can be life-changing, because it isn't about me. It's about God, our Father who art in heaven. That's who this is about. All this is about God. He's the creator. He's the one who spoke it all into existence. It's about him, our Father who art in heaven. And we're praying directly to God. We have access to God, the creator. That's a big deal. I'm excited about that. I can go to my Heavenly Father and he knows the cares of this world that are on my heart and my mind, and he cares about me. I had an answer to prayer that I'm not going to get into it, but it was like the takeaway from it was like, man, you know what? God really cared about that. It was something that was on my heart, and I gave it to God, and it's like, and the answer came, and it was a clear answer, and it's like, man, and I'm sitting outside, and I'm thinking, man, God, you really care about me, don't you? You really love me. I am your child. You do, and we don't always get answers like that. They don't always come that way, but God always answers. It may not be the way I like or want or think he should have, but God's always answers. God is always working. So we pray directly to God. And the thing it is Hebrews 11:6, he says, and without faith it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. So we're actually exercising faith when we come to God. God, I believe you exist. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm praying. That's why I'm coming to you and giving my petitions and offering them. Because I believe you exist. Just like Rahab. You know, we have this thing going on in men's Bible study. But anyway, she believed, you know, it was her faith that saved her. And it's the same with us. We have to believe that God exists. You don't pray to somebody you don't believe exists. So, you know, it's an exercise of faith that we're believing. I believe God, and I believe he exists. And that's why we pray. Now, here's the one I really like. It's 2 Samuel 22:7. And listen to this. This is like, wow, that was so cool. Man, it just makes it so personal. He says, "In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple." Listen to this. "And my cry did enter his ears." And I thought, wow, God, the creator of the universe, not only does he hear, but he even goes beyond. He says that my cry did enter his ears. You know how we think prayer, when we pray, it's just something that goes up to heaven, and God, you know, he hears the prayers. You know, we believe that. We think that, yeah, he hears my prayer, you know. But this says that my cry did enter his ears. He heard me. He hears you when you pray. Don't think he don't. Scripture is very clear. God hears you when you pray. That's a big deal. Are you excited about that? I am. God hears me. That's a big deal. And he says, my cry did enter his ears. Man, I like, man, that's great. God just doesn't hear me. He really hears me when I pray. It's important to God. And that's what's important about, you know, praying and praying in this way too, is it, and then it goes right into hallowed be your name. You know, Revelation 4:8 says, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty." God is holy, and we need to hallow his name. He is a great and awesome God. And that's just the other thing. We got this great, awesome God that is holy. And we get this picture in Revelation of these beings flying around the throne. But we have access to that God. We can go in before him and bow down before him and bring our petitions and talk to him. And I like to look at just being more personal and up close and just kind of sitting on his lap and just say, God, you know, I know you hear me and I know you love me and I know you care about me. And these things are important to you because you love me. And, you know, just that relationship, it goes back to that personal relationship that we have with God. And that, again, is what this is about. And he says, your kingdom come. You know, it implies that it hasn't come yet. So we're praying that your kingdom come. We want your kingdom to come. Especially in this day and age, we look at our world and all that's going on. Man, I want God's kingdom to come. You know, and it's the grace of God that he tarries, because there's still loved ones, there's still people that haven't come to him yet, that are gonna come to him, but they haven't come yet. And so we pray your kingdom come, we want your kingdom to come, but yet we want you to tarry, because we may have loved ones that haven't come to him yet. And so there's this dilemma almost, but we know that God's timing is perfect and we can trust that. And so we pray, God, your kingdom come. And when it comes, it'll be perfect timing and it'll be right. And I can't wait. Amen. I cannot wait. You know, I talk to my brothers, you know, two brothers and sisters, and we all say the same thing. Man, I cannot wait to see Jesus, right? Because we're going to see him face to face. And that is just, you know, I bring it up all the time, and, you know, it's just who I am. Excuse me. But I cannot wait. Excuse me. I cannot wait to see Jesus face to face. And God himself will wipe away our tears. God's going to wipe away our tears. That is good news. I can't wait for that day. So we need to be excited about this stuff. You know, this is good news for us, man. I love good news. Who doesn't want good news? Okay, he says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And God's will is being done. We look at our world and we see our society go, man, look at this stuff. Are you sure, God? Man, like, you know, we just voted and went through all that and all that. Are you sure, God, you're in control here? But you know what? It doesn't matter. I don't have to understand it to trust God, to believe God. And I'm not going to understand. I always say understanding's a luxury. We don't always have that to be able to understand. But we do have to trust and believe God. And that's what we do, whether we understand or not. What is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will set your path straight. Don't lean on your understanding. God's in control. I don't understand it. I don't have to. He is in control. Trust him. That's what we're to do. So God's will is being done no matter what. But we want to get on board with that. We want to line up with heaven and God and what he's doing. And we pray, God, your will be done. I want God's will for my life because I don't know what tomorrow holds, next week, next year, you know. God does. I don't. So I want his will for my life. And his will, excuse me, what is his will? His will is he's conforming me to the image of his son. He's conforming us to the image of, he wants to make us look like Jesus. That's what we're supposed to look like. So your will be done. Give us this day our daily bread. Provision. We're to pray. You know, these are the things that we should be praying about every day. I believe that. Jesus said, pray this way. We should be praying. You know, I have provision. I got food in my refrigerator, roof over my head, money in the bank. I have provision. So do I stop praying about it then because I already got it? No. What is prayer? Again, it's a relationship with God. It's bringing our petitions so that we build that relationship of trust and coming to him and being totally sold out to God. That's what it's about. Give us this day our daily bread. Daily we pray for that. It's like manna. It was there for each day, but it only lasted that day. Then the next day come, you have to trust God again. Manna's coming. Okay. They tried to save it up, you know, and hide it and stuff. Did that work? That didn't work. And it's the same thing with us. We need to trust God every day for his provision. And that's what's so important about, you know, hitting on these things that I'm trusting God to provide. Yeah, I have everything now, but that could change. It could change in a heartbeat. We all know that. Life can change so quickly. And that's why we need to pray, God, provide for me today. Not only the, you know, my food and shelter and these things, God, but provide the things that I need to be successful as a believer. You know, give me strength. Holy Spirit, fill me so that I can do the work that you set before that we should walk in. And so and we want to pray that for sure every day. Your will be done. Give us this day our daily bread. You know, I like to say, instead of pray about my provision, praise about my provision. Praise God that he provides every day. If you have everything, you got all you need, then praise him for it. Because it all good things what come down from God. God is the one who gives us these things. So, okay, I'm running a little behind. Keep going here. And forgive our debts. I mean, this is a sermon in and of itself. We could talk a lot about this. This is a big deal. And we're told to pray it. But we're told to pray, forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. You know, and man, I tell you what, if I want anything, excuse me, If I want anything from God, I want mercy. I need mercy. Because you know what? I deserve to go to hell. I deserve it. And so I want mercy from God. So you know what? I want to be merciful to other people. Because why should I ask God for something that I'm not willing to do myself? And we do it all the time. I do it. We do it. We want God to do this for me, but I'm not doing it to my brother or my sister. What? I mean, really? I mean, think about that. We need to be forgiving, forgiving our brother and sister, and especially in the church. You know, that's a big deal. But everywhere, we, you know, what's the two commandments? Love God and love your neighbor. Everything's wrapped up in that. And so we need to be loving. And you can't be loving if you're not forgiving. So we need to forgive. Because the truth is, we're going to be forgiven as we forgive. And that's the thing. And I think, you know, well, I won't go there. I'll keep going. I'll try to get through all this. I'm just almost to the end, so bear with me. Okay. And lead us not into temptation. You know, there's so much here, it's hard to try to figure out what to skip and everything. But anyway, the forgiveness is a big deal. Like you say, maybe we'll preach on that, just that in and of itself. But I want to go on so we can get through this, buddy. He says, and lead us not into temptation. Do we pray that every day? God, don't lead me into temptation. I don't need that. I mean, man, life's hard enough already. Man, please, God. And I think that, you know, we've all been tempted. Jesus was tempted. It's not a sin to be tempted. Jesus was tempted. But what is it? It's when we give in to that. James 1:13 says, let no one say he's tempted. I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he's lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it is conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. God doesn't lead us in temptation. I believe he's saying that protect us from temptation. God, protect me from temptation so that I'm not have to go into that, go through that. God, lead us not into temptation. But what? Deliver us from evil. That's a good thing. Don't we want that? Yeah, I do. I want to be protected, man. I want God's protection on my life. So I'm going to pray these things every day. This is a big deal. And I think that it's important that maybe we get back to some of these things and really focus on the content of our prayer. What are things that are important to God, first of all, and then to me. So he says, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive others their trespasses, verse 14, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Now, if I really look at that, that's a pretty big statement right there. If you forgive others, your heavenly Father will forgive you. How could I trust that my sins are forgiven? And I can know these things. You know, am I forgiving other people? I need to make sure I'm forgiving other people, because that obviously is a big deal to God. And so, again, I want to be forgiving other people so I know that there's nothing that's hindering God from forgiving me when I ask, because I'm going to ask and I'm going to need it, because I make mistakes all the time. And so I need God's forgiveness. I need him to forgive me, because I fall. You know, I'm human. That's what we do. Verse 15, but if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Conditional. I thought a lot about this, and I'm not going to go real deep into it, because I think there's a lot there. We could talk about that and what that looks like. I did talk a little about, but, you know, we should be confessing our sins and forgiving others. That's the takeaway. I want to be that kind of person. So I don't need anything hanging over me. Oh, well, you know, I should have forgave that guy, and I didn't do that. I need to be doing that. So I know that I can trust that there's nothing in the way of stopping God from forgiving me. Which there isn't. God forgives us because that's who he is anyway. God that forgives us. We don't deserve it. That's not why he does it. But he tells us that we need to do these things. This is important that we're forgiving to other people. That's a big deal to God. So basically, I'll close with a few thoughts that I had. I think we need to be specific when we pray. And I think these are good things to be praying about every day, that we touch on these things. God, it's you. You know, hallowed be your name. You're holy. Spend some time just praising and worshiping and glorifying God. And that can really help your focus when you are praying, because you've been praising God. And now I can bring my petitions to you because, you know, I'm lifting you up in praise and worship. And I'm asking your kingdom come, God. Think about it. The first part of this is about God. The second part's about us. Your kingdom come, your will be done, God. That's submitting to God's authority is what we're supposed to do. And, you know, Jesus taught us to do this. So I think that this is a good thing that we could make sure that we kind of touch on these things. And like I say, it's not about just praying this prayer over and over again, but it's about, you know, these specific things that we need to be talking about when we talk to God. These are important things. And again, it's always about God first. And what does prayer really do? Prayer is not about bringing our petitions to God, but more it's about changing me in the process. It's about glorifying God and changing me and making me more like Jesus. That's what prayer is doing. It's allowing me to surrender and to submit to God's will in my life as I pray and I recognize God for who he is and his authority in life. And how often should we pray? 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. I mean, what does that look like? I mean, it's an attitude of prayer. Prayer, it's a lifestyle, just like being a Christian. It's not something you do on Sunday. It's a lifestyle. It's an attitude that we develop of prayer. I take everything to God, no matter what it is. God, you know, go with me today as I go out. I want to practice your presence in my life all day long. So what does God do? God hears us. His cry does enter his ear. He does hear your prayers. And so if you take nothing else away from that, remember, God really does hear your prayers. He really does care. He really does love you. Let's pray. Father God, prayer is an opportunity to come before you, God, and acknowledge your presence in our lives. And we do that this morning, God. We lift you up in praise and worship because you are worthy, God. You are worthy. And so we come and we ask, God, that you would just go with us this week, keep us safe. Give us good health. Watch over us, God. Bless each one here and their families, God. And help us to focus our lives and our hearts, most of all, on you, God, because it's about you, Father. Thank you so much for the opportunity of prayer to come before you, our Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, we ask and we pray. Amen.